I've said it before on the programme that Donegal has to be the most sung about county in Ireland. And that's where we're going now, because Eileen Donoghue, with a lovely voice this girl has, and she's telling us all the beauties of Bundoran. In the opening lines of the song, she talks about Tyrconnell, which is the Irish word for Donegal. Lovely clear voice there. Eileen Donoghue and beautiful Bundoran. And believe you me, friends, it is a beautiful, a wonderful little town up there in Donegal. If I was to say to you, give me an icon of Irish music, you'd probably say Daniel O'Donnell or Joe Dolan or, well, possibly even James Galway or Phil Coulter. But friends, one of the most popular Irish artists around the world, and people don't realise this, is Enya. Enya hails from County Donegal, and I'm just wondering, I must Google it. I wonder how many albums Enya has made. Wherever you go, around the world, not only here in Ireland, but around the world, and you're looking for relaxation music, you can guarantee that the best person to listen to is Enya. And if you don't mind, I want to play for you now my favourite Enya track. It's a beautiful track, and it's entitled, How Can I Keep From Singing?
Life goes on in endless song, above earth's lamentation, I hear the real though far.
You know, friends, a little confession here. When I get a bit stressed out, I think there's no better way to relax than to put my MP3 player on, put my headphones on with an album of Enya on, and it certainly helps you to unwind. Well, it does to me. Give it a go. Earlier on the programme, I played Anne-Marie O'Riordan. Now, Anne-Marie O'Riordan was inspired, so I read somewhere, by the singing of this next artist, another favourite female Irish artist of mine, Dolores Keane. And she's got a problem. And the way she puts this song across is beautiful. It's My Love is in America.
Love is in America, and I miss him tonight. So much so, I feel like taking the money we've saved and catching the flight. And catching the flight. The children are asleep in bed. I'm on my own, even though I've read his letters again and again. I'm alone, I'm all alone.
But for money I send home is barely enough. There's an ocean that keeps us apart. I've been lonely for home, but I mustn't give up.
in my car. But it's hard to go out just because certain assumptions are made when your man's not about. When your man's not about. My love is in America, and I'm not so sure.
What keeps us apart? I've been aching for home, but I mustn't give up.
What about this aching heart? Johnny, come home. I need you tonight.
Tarsha Vigaistuk sounds Irish. Lamisha, Joe Bullard. Now there's an artist we haven't had on the programme for quite some time, and that's Gerry O'Connor, the world's best banjo player. Well, I think so. Anyway, a little jig there entitled Francie Brereton's Jig. Why, some flying fingers, were there not? Earlier on the programme, it seems that way back now, that we had the Benn sisters telling us about the man she was trying to find at the inn in Innisfree. Well, here's the sort of opposite or the sequel to that, where a young man is looking for a girl. Well, all he knows is that she lives in a cottage on the borders of Galway and Mayo. A lovely song from John Kelly.
Oh, I have roamed this wide world over, and I've sailed seven seas. I've got no chains around me, I just wander where I please. Now I met a girl that I can't forget, she just won't leave my mind. And where she lives or where she's gone, I guess I'll never find. She wore a silver locket with a picture of her home, just a lovely little cottage on a hillside all alone. And I wondered where that cottage was, but all she let me know, that it was somewhere on the borderline of Galway and Mayo. It's a long, long way from Denver to the west of Ireland. It would justify my journey just to see that lovely land. From the Colorado Mountains and their singing whippoorwills, to the green, green grass of Ireland and the lovely Manturk Hills. And if I ever find her, how happy I would be, with a vision of her beauty that haunts my memory. Still my heart takes me a-searching to a land I do not know, to the cottage on the borderline of Galway and Mayo. I've just received a letter from my home in Ireland. The scribble so familiar, 'twas my mother's feeble hand. A house that rang of music and of laughter now is still. Dear Danny, so lonely now among the Wicklow hills. As I gaze across the mountains, I relive a moment's joy. The same old Wicklow mountains, where you rambled as a boy. Your photo as a child, that picture's by my bedside still. And each night I pray that you'll come back home among the Wicklow hills. Do you remember long ago, when in summer you would stroll down where the crystal mountain streams to the slaney waters roll? Do you recall the young companion who talks about you still? And you know that she's waiting too among the Wicklow hills. As I gaze across the mountains, I relive a moment's joy. The same old Wicklow mountains, where you rambled as a boy. Your photo as a child, that picture's by my bedside still. And each night I pray that you'll come back home among the Wicklow hills. And each night I pray that you'll come back home among the Wicklow hills.
Well, buy one, get one free. Two for the price of one there. John Kelly, The Borders of Galway and Mayo, and a song about my own county, Among the Wicklow Hills. Nice one, John. Lovely little arrangement of both those songs. It's country and Irish time, and the last time I played this song, I got quite a good reaction to it, because it's somebody I wasn't too familiar with, and that's James Kilbane. And he's telling us a story of a man sitting at a bus station, waiting to get his bus, and he sees standing out in the rain an old man. And the old man apparently has lost his ticket and has no money left to go home. And there's a little, well, there's a tail piece, a moral at the end of it. It's country and Irish, it's James Kilbane, and it's Ticket Home.
Across from the Greyhound station, young man sipped his coffee, staring at the cafe window, at an old man in the rain. Traveling bag beside him, rain pouring off his hat brim. The buses came and went, but the old man stayed. The young man walked up to him, said, "Mister, can I help you?" Then heard a tale of woe from that old man. He said he lost his ticket and was down on his last dollar. The young man smiled and handed him 2 twenties and a ten. "Here's your ticket home. You can put your mind to rest now. You got friends and family waiting at the end of the road in good time. We might even meet again. Until then, here's your ticket home." Well, the young man lived a lifetime. Now it comes to his time. Wondering as he lay there if he'd see those pearly gates. Then suddenly from nowhere, the old man stood beside him, rain poured off his hat brim, just like it did that day. The old man held a Bible, 2 twenties and a ten, and the Greyhound ticket brown and frayed with age. Said, "Once you helped a stranger, and son, it was not forgotten. Heaven never lets one single act of kindness go unpaid. Here's your ticket home. You can put your mind to rest now. You've got friends and family waiting at the end of the road in good time. Until then, here's your ticket home. Yes, in good time, you might even meet again. Until then.
This next track has a lovely sort of folky sound about it. It's done by a group called Golden Bough. It's called My Lovely Irish Maid, and they refer to the Blackwater. That's the Blackwater River. Do confess here that it's a little longer than we usually have, but it's too good to fade. And I love the sort of, as I say, folky feel about this song. My Lovely Irish Maid.
As I rode out one morning so early as I strayed, it being all in the month of May, the birds sang in the shade, and the sun shone outright merrily, and following with pride were the primroses and daisies down by Blackwater side. I had not gone but half a mile when there by chance I spied two lovers talking as they walked down by Blackwater's side. And as he entwined her in his arms, these words to her he said, "It is when I am in America I'll prove true to my Irish maid. It's when you are in America some Yankee girls you'll find, and you'll have sweethearts of your own, more pleasing to your eye. You will forget these promises and vows to me you made. Oh, stay at home and do not roam from your lovely Irish maid." It is when I am in America some Yankee girls I'll see, but they must be very handsome to remind me, love, of thee. For there's not a flower in yonder grove, no bloom in yonder glade, that can remind me, love, of you, my lovely Irish maid. "It's many's the foolish youth," she said, "has fled to some foreign shore, leaving his own true love behind, perhaps to see no more. It's in the crossing of the Atlantic foam sometimes these graves are laid. Oh, stay at home and do not roam from your lovely Irish maid." Like two fond hearts together this couple did embrace, like honey drops upon the dew the tears rolled down her face, saying, "There's not a day that you're away but I'll visit still these glades, until you do return again to your lovely Irish maid."
I was sent a track by a friend of mine who is a big Daniel O'Donnell fan. Now, we play Daniel regularly on Sounds Irish, sometimes twice in the programme. But he pointed out to me that this must be one of the earliest recordings Daniel ever made. We Irish people love our mother, and I'm sure many emigrants listening to the programme who are away from home quite often think of their mother back home. And as you listen to this, you probably will. But listen to a very, very young sounding Daniel O'Donnell singing Mother.
If only I could see again the twinkle in my mother's eyes, to hear again her gentle voice and have her hold me when I cry. If only she could be here now to help me free my troubled mind. I wonder if my mother knows, although I've tried, no peace I find. It seems 100 years ago that when I'd cry, she'd wipe my just like magic. When I'd fall, she'd be right there to calm my fears. Oh, Mom, if you could only see the hurt and pain I'm going. I must have cried 10 million tears since the tears I cried when I lost you. I know you're never far away. I almost feel you close to me. Oh, how I'd love to hold your hand, your loving smile I'd love to see. But in my heart you're still, I think about you every day. Oh, Mother dear, why did you die? And leave me here so far away.
Would you not agree? A very young-sounding Daniel O'Donnell there, and Mother. Well, my good friends, that is Sounds Irish for this week. I sincerely hope you've enjoyed some of the tracks. Hey, I've enjoyed them all. Friends, I just want to say, if you want to drop me an email, don't forget everton274@sky.com. and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. Also, if you'd like to become a friend of mine on Facebook, just drop me a little message. I'm picking them up day by day. We're getting lots of friends on Facebook now. Friends, this is Joe Bollard saying, I hope all is well in your world, and if it's not, I pray that you will be given the strength to cope. May good God bless you and yours, and me and mine. And until we're together again next week with Sounds Irish, Joe Ballard saying, take care. God bless. Travel safely. Slán. Bye.